I thought I was brilliant on this, but I have since noticed many other people have done the same thing. But anyway, I bought a tread plate toolbox from Lowe's. So it looks, you know, it's all made out of step material, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all aluminum, and it had a handle. Well, when you buy it, the handle's not on. And I just didn't put the handle on it. And so it was this nice tread plate box, and I could put towing gear in there. And then I went one step further, and I bought an Airstream nameplate logo, and I riveted it onto the side of the box. So it looks like an official Airstream toolbox.
Mm-hmm.
But you set it right out underneath the step, and that becomes a step.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Just wanted to mention that kind of stuff that you might not be thinking of, Will, about the height, because it's just some kind of stuff that just kind of sneaks up on you.
Oh, yeah. You're sort of like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah.
But I'll tell you, at 22.5 degrees, the trailer looks very correct. It is higher, but it does look correct.
Right, right. And, you know, a 53, you want it to look like a 53, you know, when you're done. Okay, so that's your axle question. Hopefully that helped. Let's see. I intend on adding a much larger holding tanks. Do you have any insight as to where I should place the tanks? Which ones I should use, and what the max amount that I could safely carry on the stock 50s frame, excluding the Blackwater tank, as I intend on using a composting toilet. Thank you guys for the service to Airstream community and all the amazing resources you guys provide. Sincerely, Will. So Will, mainly, he's going to use a composting toilet, so he's mainly asking about a fresh tank and a gray tank. So where do you want to put them, and how big?
Well, we typically try to match the fresh capacity to the gray capacity, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if the fresh is empty, more than likely the gray is full.
Yep.
And, you know, once you've emptied the gray, you get the chance to obviously refill the fresh tank. We like to put the fresh and the black tank inside the trailer. You know, for people up in the North Country like us, where there's potential for camping in the winter or traveling from the winter to some warmer climes, you want capability to run the water if possible. So we put the fresh tank inside the trailer. Typically it would be underneath the gaucho or dinette area up front. And then we put the gray tanks underneath the floor. Generally try to locate them centered more or less somewhere in the area of the axle. That way you don't want to have them out back, because if your fresh tank's empty up front and your gray tank's full in the back, suddenly you've got dynamic issues in the trailer that have gone haywire. So you want to set things up so whether the tanks are full or empty, the dynamics of the towing dynamics of the trailer shouldn't change.
And since you have gone and mentioned about colder climates and trying to keep those tanks so they're not freezing, what do you do when it's underneath the floor? I mean, are you throwing forced air down there?
No, we're throwing it. It's gray water. We're throwing it out. Because if it's really cold up here, the ground is covered with snow already.
There you go.
A little bit more water on the ground that's probably cleaner than the salt slush that's getting plowed up constantly around you is, I don't know the rulings on it, but I've never heard of anybody getting chastised for dumping some dishwater on the ground in the winter in the north.
Yeah. Well, we'll hope that helps you, you know, and that's kind of, anybody else thinking about tanks, that's kind of always been our motto, you know. We always, seems to like, the answer's always about the same, fresh water tank up front, underneath the gaucho or table. That helps you with your tongue weight as well. That's where I put mine. And it keeps it from freezing. And then just inside the frame there, gray tank. And then usually a above floor.